From the Heart, September 1. Representative Men and Women. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Those who would be his disciples, he invites to take his yoke upon them and to learn of him who is meek and lowly of heart. And he promises those who do this that they shall find rest unto their souls. The meekness and humility that characterized the life of Christ will be made manifest in the life and character of those who walk, even as he walked. Blessed is the soul who can say, I am guilty before God, but Jesus is my advocate. I have transgressed his law. I cannot save myself, but I make the precious blood that was shed on Calvary all my plea. Christ came to magnify the law and to make it honorable. He came to extol the old commandment which ye had from the beginning. Then we need the law and the prophets. We need the Old Testament to bring us down along the line to the New Testament, which does not take the place of the Old Testament, but more distinctly reveals to us the plan of salvation, giving significance to the whole system of sacrifices and offerings, and to the word which we had from the beginning. Perfect obedience is enjoined upon every soul, and obedience to the expressed will of God will make you one with Christ. You will be enabled to live nobly, for the life of Christ as a servant of Jehovah was noble. Self-reliance and an unsanctified independence hold many away from the richest gifts in Christ. It was the same Jesus who commanded that love should be the ruling principle in the old dispensation, that commanded that love should be the ruling principle in the hearts of his followers in the New Testament. The working out of the principle of love is true sanctification. Those who walk in the light will be the children of the light and will diffuse light to those who are around them in kindness, in affection, in unmistakable love. Pure doctrine will blend with works of righteousness. Heavenly precepts will mingle with holy practices. The heart that is filled with the grace of Christ will be made manifest by its peace and joy. And where Christ abides, the character will become purified, elevated, ennobled, and glorified.